This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Still waiting for game one of the Stanley Cup Final.
Are you playing the Jeopardy music in the back?
God, that would be annoying, wouldn't it?
We're waiting.
From last week until, can you imagine? That is a form of torture.
That would be considered illegal torture if you'd have to listen to the Jeopardy, Final Jeopardy music for like 6 days. That would be like, we're not allowed to do this anymore. That will make somebody go mad. But
It is June 3rd. Happy birthday, Andre the Warrior. He is 10 today. So nice. Very excited about that. And a great chat with his dad, Rich, last night. So he is one of our favorites. And June 3rd has now also become J-Bob Day in the NHL. Jason Robertson,
yes,
dominating all the discussions. Not sure why. I mean, kind of know why, but like this could have been the talking point for many days based on his current contractual situation, where the Stars are against the cap. Feed the beast here, Marty. Jason Robertson.
It's interesting because obviously the Dallas Stars are, like, according to cap wages and I was going to say cap friendly, Puckpedia. We don't have cap friendly anymore. So according to Puckpedia and
the
cap
Capitals
wages,
do. Nobody else does.
So. Yeah, the Capitals still own it. They bought the whole thing and they're keeping it for themselves.
How'd that work out for them?
They were first in the East. That worked out really good. Maybe we should all make a pitch for that. But they only have about a little less than $2 million under the cap for next season. And they only have 8 forwards signed. They have Duchesne, Jamie Benn, Dadonov, Maverick Bourque is an RFA, but all the other ones are UFA. So you're looking at, how do you create cap space? How do you create cap space? Well, the most impactful way to create cap space is take somebody that's making a lot of money and try to see if maybe there's a market. And Jason Robertson's in last year, this is going to be the last year of his four-year deal that he signed as a somewhat of a bridge at $7.75 million. So the Dallas Stars are thinking, well, we're going to have to re-sign him. We already don't have the cap space, and maybe there's a really good market for him right now to be able to acquire some pieces. That's how the Jason Robertson name is out there. I could tell you that they could do the same thing with Jake Oettinger. If maybe there's an issue between DeBoer and Oettinger and they're looking at Oettinger and saying, you know what? He's starting a new contract, 8 years at 8.25, and maybe there's a market for Jake Oettinger. So there's ways for teams to create cap space, but you got to use big paid players and move them. So Jason Robertson is one that's in the rumor mill right now. All the teams are here in Buffalo at the Combine. I'm sure that, you know, there's a lot of insiders that are going to ask and, you know, kind of poke and see, is there like a lot of Robertson chatter? But to me, it's interesting just because we mentioned Duffer, top line winger, right? Like if you have Norris and Thompson and you say, I want somebody there because maybe I want to keep Peterka and Quinn together with McLeod, which was good. Like, and maybe it's Kulik with Zucker and Tuck and, you know, maybe that's your top nine, but top line winger. And we mentioned guys like Mitch Marner and whatnot. Even Elias Pettersson was, I think it was Shayna that mentioned Pettersson the other day. Like,
everyone is still mentioning Pettersson.
Elias Pettersson still being mentioned. So how do you get that? Well, you got to see what's available. And maybe Jason Robertson's the kind of guy that would come in, fit on the left wing, and Thompson on the right wing, and you put Norris in the middle, and boom, you've got an NHL, like, top line. But we talked yesterday, and you brought it up. The Sabres don't have unlimited funds in the cap space moving forward because they're going to have to sign players. So you're going to have to move on from a big contract yourself. And does Dallas want to return big money? No, they don't. They want to clear cap space.
A lot to get into as it could pertain to the Sabres with Robertson. Do you know where he ranks in NHL scoring the last 5 years, points-wise?
Probably 5 years, you said. I know the last three was really high. Five, I would say probably top 30.
Top 15.
Okay, well.
Ahead of William Nylander.
Yeah. Okay, but so kind of you significant, also have to think, right? Like, I mean, he's making 7.75.
Right.
In 2 years from now, he's making 11 and a half.
Well, next year, like, yeah.
Yeah,
like,
in a year, yeah, yeah, next summer.
Yeah.
Or you extend him through the season. It's 11 and a half.
You don't think Dallas is extend? Do you think Dallas, like, I was half kidding, mostly tongue in cheek, you know, starting the show saying, like, why is it J-Bob Day? Usually this comes from smoke, fire, right?
Yeah.
Do you see any other way out of this for Dallas? I know you mentioned Ottinger, but they're not realistic. Like, DeBoer is going to be gone before Ottinger's gone. I think that, is that not fair to say?
I think that would be the smart thing to do. If you're Jim Neal, you have a top-end goaltender, you can find another coach, but finding that type of goalie is going to be hard.
Well, it's also hard to find Pete DeBoer's success absent of a Stanley Cup win, right? I mean, many things can be true here.
He's going to get to game sevens and then he's fine.
But he also has a significant winning percentage in the playoffs.
Yep.
So, and I'm also of two minds when it comes to why there is DeBoer chatter. You know, this talk of, oh, the players were upset in the interviews, exit interviews and stuff. Yeah, well, you know who else should be upset? The coaching staff at the players for their no-show offensively. Like, there has to be accountability on both sides here. Dallas dried up from Rantanen all the way through. So this can't just be hurt feelings because a coach called a timeout and it didn't work out, right?
No, and you got to put blame on everybody. Look, you know, the Dallas Stars traded Logan Stankoven on an entry-level deal, making $814,000. Mm-hmm. And got Mikko Rantanen and extended him at the cost of $12 million. Let's just say that Dallas is saying, you know what? Nope. We like our team and we like where we are. They would have $12 million to play right now, or 11, because you take $1 million away from Stankoven for the year. Like, they decided to go that way. They decided to extend Rantanen.
And they got to the same spot.
And they did not get any further. Yeah, they got to the same spot as they did the year before. And
the year before.
And the year before that. That's three straight years. So now, this summer is different than last summer. Because now you are handcuffed with no cap space and lots of players that you have
despite
to bring back.
Despite Jamie Benn finally coming off the books.
Yeah, you're probably bringing back. Like, okay. So what do you think Jamie Benn, your captain, comes back at? $2 million, boom, no cap space anymore.
Well, I wouldn't. I mean, they have $5 million, by the way, in cap. I don't know what you're. I think you're looking at a lower number, but Puckpedia says they've got $5 million, 4.96 in cap space. So
yeah, 4.96, but they have. Well, I'll have to. I was looking at cap wages right now. I'll have to see what the difference is with.
Again, many things can be true.
So yeah, it could. Okay, so 2 to 5. Let's just put it like this. They have between 2 to 5 million.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. As I felt this was going to be inevitable, that we were going to be, and I don't like always following, you know, the shiny topic of the day.
Yeah.
Whatever. I felt like, okay, this is going to be unavoidable. We're going to talk about Robertson, how interested the Sabres should be, how interested every other team should be. But as soon as I started looking at Dallas, I'm like, they have to find a way out of Tyler Seguin. That is the actual issue here. And it's not a Tyler Seguin problem. Tyler actually performed pretty well for the surgery that he went through and everything that he dealt with this past year. But he has a massive contract for 2 more years. It seems unlikely anyone can do Dallas a favor in this situation. The only teams, and obviously he has no move.
Yeah, no move.
Columbus, Anaheim, San Jose. They're the only teams that could legitimately suck it up financially to do Dallas a favor that would net them something else on top of that. That's the only way this changes, right? And it
if
seems
I'm Columbus and they offer me Tyler Seguin, full contract, and a first round pick, I'm not even sure I'm saying yes.
That's exactly
like,
it.
Like, right? I need more. I need more. You need to give me more.
So hard to do, to justify.
Like, if you're the Montreal Canadiens and the Dallas Stars say, listen, we'll give you Tyler Seguin and we'll take Patrick Laine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I'm thinking about it because Laine has 1 year left and Seguin has two. Mm-hmm. So, but Seguin is better to me than Patrick Laine. So now I'm like, okay, how do we make it work? But you have to have a very bad contract and be willing to get rid of it. But Dallas is not taking it. Dallas is going to say, why am
That's
I taking
the
your
point.
Bad contract?
Dallas can't so return
they can't
the
afford
favor.
It.
Yes.
You know, here's another one that I think to me, I'm not saying it is a problem now, but I think that I don't know if Wyatt Johnston at $8.4 million starting next year for 5 years is, I don't know that he's safe because I think that there's a lot of teams that may say, Wyatt Johnston's 22 years old. Wyatt Johnston scored 33 last year, 32 the year before. I mean, 24 his first year. Like he's a goal scorer. He had a terrible playoffs. Terrible. He was minus 16. It was like nobody's ever been like that bad in the
really?
Plus minus department. Yeah, because usually if you're that bad, you're out in the first round in 5 games and you don't have the time to accumulate
Are you
minus
serious?
16.
There's never been a player this bad.
I'm going to have to look it up again. No. But I think he was at minus 18 at one point and they
Come
said
on.
I think that was the worst.
There has to be somebody from the 80s when the goals were plentiful. Right? When scoring was,
you know
6-5, 6-5, 8-4, all that nonsense. Somebody must have chalked up a worse.
Okay, how about this, Duffer? In the history, I went back to 1964, 65, but it doesn't matter. In the history of the NHL playoffs, 3 players share the worst plus-minus rating, and 2 of them, it happened this year. Wyatt wow. Johnston at minus 16, Matt Duchene at minus 16, and Paul Reinhart with the Calgary Flames of 82-83 at minus 16. That's the worst. So when Wyatt Johnston was at minus 18.
The Flames had not yet hit their stride.
Yes.
And they were probably victimized by the Oilers that year.
So Paul Reinhart played... played 9 games that year is when minus 16.
Right.
So
but
the
he,
difference
he, I'm
is that
sure he played the Oilers, right?
This was I'd have to go back. I would think so. 82, 83. That's
although,
the last.
I don't know if the Battle of Alberta started that early. If not, it was Vancouver. But anyway.
But anyway, I'm just saying like Matt Duchene and Wyatt Johnston played 18 games to get the minus 16. And Paul Reinhart all played half of that 9. But that's the worst minuses ever in one like playoff year. So is there a Wyatt Johnston, is he a, like 8.4? You have
what
to be
What year
a top
did you say it was?
82, 83.
So 83 playoffs. Yeah. So it was Vancouver and Edmonton. They swept Vancouver But in the Edmonton series, Reinhart went dash one, dash three, dash five, dash one, dash four in a five-game series.
That's like 14 right there.
They lost 6-3, 5-1, 10-2, 6-5, and 9-1. So I'm going to guess it was not Paul's fault.
Probably not, but I don't see any Calgary Flames from the 82-83 on that list. I got to go down, way down. But anyway, all I'm saying is
Paul is borderline Hall of Famer because limited due to injury, career cut short. He was, and you would expect this, I can barely even fathom how intense that time must have been. Edmonton was already looking like the dynasty was about to start. The Flames were a few years behind them in tracking that way. But Reinhart was such a huge piece. So what happens in all these games? You're always out there. It's not your fault.
He was a point of game. He had 6 goals in 9 games with 9 points in 9 games. But anyway, all I'm saying is that Jason Robertson is a target. Tyler Seguin is probably a target. And I would put, for me personally, I would think that if you're Dallas, you're having a conversation about Wyatt Johnson. Geez, if you're Dallas, you're probably having a conversation about everybody. You know why?
Mason Marchment, Ilya Labushkin for starters.
They had a conversation, Duffer, about potentially not playing Jake Oettinger game 4 against the Edmonton Oilers. That is qualified as we're having a conversation about anything. You were really going to play Casey DeSmith in game 4? Pete DeBoer said, well, maybe that was going to get Oettinger to be more fresh in game 6 and game 7. You know what? You didn't get there. And number 2, why are you even considering it? Anyway, my thing is that if you're Dallas right now, you're having conversations about everybody because you need to make cap space moving forward. You're in a bit of a trouble.
We never talked about this.
No, because I talked with Shane on Friday, but yeah, we skipped yesterday.
But not even, when that was all unfolding, Oettinger getting pulled, the broadcast, the mechanics of the broadcast, i.e. where Ferraro was standing and next to Oettinger and all that.
Yeah.
Like, What were you like as a goaltender, as a broadcaster, as a sports junkie? I'm really curious what was going through your head as far as, because you're analyzing it like, okay, I probably hate this timeout and goalie pull, or I hate the goalie pull, but now I'm fascinated by the broadcast of being the analyst standing next to the goaltender who was just pulled. So what do I say? Because he's literally right next to me. Am I going to be like, am I going to crucify this kid for a terrible playoff, terrible series?
You know what I would have done, right?
Or just terrible 2 minutes. And my other part of it was like, was anyone listening to how critical McDonough was on the play-by-play? Like,
no.
He was... And
I was too in shock. I was too in shock to listen to McDonough.
Dare I say, rightfully so. But like, the fact that it went on, I was to a point where I was like, Sean... Far be it from me to say, but like you maybe want to like dial it back, but like we get your point.
Yeah,
maybe
let
we
Ray
don't.
Talk.
Need to, however, he was 100% right because we're still talking about it a week later. So he, in the moment, recognized that this is a massive sports story that is not going to go away. This decision is going to be. So this is what makes McDonough. Why he's doing what he's doing, right? But the only thing I took issue with, and again, I bring it back to you and how you might have felt, was I felt the tone of it was very disrespectful to Casey DeSmith's career. I was like, okay, I understand he's a backup, but you're making it out to be, unintentionally, of course, because this is just word stew at this point,
you lost the game,
right?
The game's over.
But I was like, Casey DeSmith deserves more credit for being in the moment and potentially changing the situation for Dallas here.
I get what you're saying. So number one, I called it an angry pull. Now, if you want to pull your goalie, pull him at the start of the timeout. Say, you know what, we're changing the goalie. First of all, you're giving Casey DeSmith a little bit more time to get organized. And two, it's like, but... letting Jake Ottinger go back towards the net and then yell at him and be animated on the bench and whatever. It's an angry pull. It's emotionally charged and angry pull. I didn't like it. Number two, I've been in Casey DeSmith's shoes. And let's just say Casey DeSmith's an older veteran backup now. Has played in the league quite a So I think of my situation with the Rangers, where I was the backup for Lundqvist. Like, Lundqvist probably was at the same level to a, maybe above, but a Jake Ottinger, right? Jake Ottinger is one of the top goalies in the league, and Lundqvist was there. Hasn't won a Stanley Cup yet, got to conference finals just like Lundqvist for years. The guy that plays year after year in the playoffs. If we were in an elimination game, game five, let's just say, not even a game six or game seven, but even game six or seven, and we're down 2-0 7 minutes in, and Tortorella, it's just called Torts, calls a timeout, and at the end of the timeout, he's like, you go, anchor out. I would have looked over, I would have said, I'm sorry, Torts. My stomach is not feeling so good. I think I have to go to the bathroom. Like, you have to find an excuse not to go in there. Like, you have to know that that's not the right thing to do. Like, I get it. You're probably like, okay, my job is to grab my gloves, my mask, my stick, and go in there and try to make a save. But now that I've seen the situation, and I would probably prepare, I'm like, if I was in that position, I'd be like, I'm going to be sick, and I'm running to the bathroom. I make myself unavailable for that moment.
What about as a broadcaster standing next to Ottinger?
I think because I felt strongly in the moment that this was the wrong thing to do. And really, I mean, as Dan Bylsma told me years ago, sometimes decisions as a coach, you're a genius if it works and you're dumb if it doesn't, right? That's basically. So Pete DeBoer turns out he's dumb. But if they come back and win, he would have been maybe a genius for it, right? But I felt very strongly about this is the wrong decision. If I'm standing there, I think I would be honest. And I would say it in a way that Jake Ottinger could hear me saying that, listen, dude, I've got your back. Like, this is the wrong thing to do. Jake Ottinger is a top goaltender in the National Hockey League. Did he have the best 7 minutes? No. But you call the timeout and you go to Ottinger and you challenge him and you say, put the wall. Stop the puck. I need you to stop the puck. Do your job, we'll do ours. And you challenge him. If you want to be angry, but keep him in there. Like, I think I would. But it's a weird thing because some, between the benches, you talk about Dallas. The Oilers are the same way. They have, like, you're next to the back of Montreal's like that too, right? So sometimes you got to be careful what you say because you got people that are right there listening in on it.
Well, you don't really have. Your job is to broadcast, not, right? And your job is always to broadcast. I mean, whether the guy's standing next to you or not, he's going to end up hearing about it the next day.
Most likely.
At the very least, right?
Yeah, I think I would never stand there next to Jake Ottinger or to anybody for that matter and say, well, he was absolutely terrible and that was the one and only move that needed to happen and this guy should go take a shower right now because he's not ever returning in this game. Like, you don't go like that. But I think you got to be fair. But this, I felt strongly this was so bad, so, so bad.
In the moment, there were people wondering, and I definitely, I thought it was going to be a short-term pull.
Yeah,
I thought
back
it was a National Lacrosse League goalie pull where basically the next shift, the next whistle, the goalie goes back in. Unfortunately, DeSmith gave up another goal, compounding the star situation.
They had time to do the switch, but...
In my real time, I felt like, oh boy. This just kind of wrecked the idea of stalling for a few minutes. However, all that being said, I still would have gone back to Ottinger.
Started a second?
At the very least.
Yeah.
And it didn't happen. So that is what has left me the most puzzled through all of it. But
I can tell you this. Once Pete DeBoer pulled Jake Ottinger in the way that he did it, Jake Ottinger was full disconnect, fully disconnected from the game. If Pete DeBoer calls a timeout, calls Jake over, says, hey, I'm putting Casey in, walks over to Jake Ottinger and says, listen, tough start. I want to shake up the team a little bit. You know, next whistle or the one after, you're going to go back in. That's a youth hockey thing, minor hockey thing, but I don't see it in the NHL level that often.
Right.
And I don't like it. But if you want to pull that card, fine. But the way that Pete DeBoer pulled Ottinger, when Ottinger left the bench, he could have gone straight to the locker room, got change, and I knew he was never going to return.
Until next season. Unless.
Which how about this, Duffer? Sometimes I can be off the air, a little critical of some of the questions that are being asked to coaches and players and media scrum and whatnot. How about the fact that on Saturday morning, they had Pete DeBoer for his media availability? You know how long it took for anybody to ask about Jake Ottinger? 5.5 minutes into the press conference was the soundbite on Jake Ottinger. And the first question was not even, Pete, obviously, tough game 5, and you pulled Jake Ottinger 7 minutes in. Have you had a chance to talk to Jake, and what was that conversation like? No, that wasn't the question. The question was something very about, you know, Ottinger and all that.
Yeah.
Pete DeBoer, in his response, 2 minutes later, had to say, I haven't talked to Jake yet, so we're going to have to. How have you not talked to your goalie yet? It's Saturday morning. It's
I don't know. Many players still haven't looked at the replay to see how bad the hit was. So
I know you I get that, me. But oh. This is like the Jim Neal. I love and respect Jim Neal. This is Saturday morning. You get down and you're like, hey, I know you're doing media availability and Ottinger's doing media availability. I'd like for you guys to talk before you guys go and talk to the media. Mm. Like maybe that should be the thing to do. You know, they say, like, don't go to mad bad at your spouse. Like, how about you don't talk to the media before you have a conversation?
So we have managed to stay completely on topic here.
Yes, very on topic.
What was the package again Buffalo is sending to get Jason Robertson?
Well, I think it includes a defenseman. And although Dallas doesn't want money and they don't want a left shot D, you have to include Byron Power in there. Probably includes a forward.
You just said it. We've just said it. Dallas can't do this.
I know, but maybe they flipped that D somewhere else or whatever. Okay. We need to get rid of money too.
Like DeBoer on Ottinger, I'm going to give you the quick hook here, but I am going to
I'm not
put
going
you back.
If you, in
the crease.
If you kick me out, I'm out. I'm going to turn my camera off.
Oh, well, I'm hoping that you're going to come back with a fresher trade take for Jason Robertson.
Okay, I got one for you.
When we continue. Now, also very important to note, we are excited to announce a pet adoption event coming up at KeyBank Center. No otters, please. No. June 14th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at KeyBank Center. Attendees are encouraged to also bring a new or unopened bag of dog or cat food to the event. Food collected at the event is going to be donated to the participating rescue organizations, of which there are many, and they're all incredible here in Buffalo. Learn more at sabres.com/pet adoption. We're back after this on Sabres Live.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
This just in, it is sunny and trending towards a high of 78.
It's nice and warm.
In Buffalo.
Can
you believe it?
Can you believe it? Yes. Also, you know, when we did the plus minus thing and I went back to 64, 65 and I probably should have just said post expansion era 67. Like, but so I just went to the beginning of the NHL and really, to be honest with you, you have to get to page 54 out of 200 to start getting minuses because for 2,692 players in the history of playoffs in the NHL, they didn't count the plus minus. So before like the 50s, they didn't count
era.
The, you know, that was, yeah, a new era for sure.
Would have been great.
When nobody could say, you were terrible last night, you were minus three. Like, did you watch the game? I was good. I would just, you know, everybody else is minus three.
Producer Jeff has just informed us that it is ideal weather for outdoor events this evening.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so my point is, if I were in town for the combine this week, I would have had this day circled, because what would I do in every city I go to?
Concert.
Concert. So it's going to be brilliant weather, Outer Harbor, Terminal B tonight for Wallows, LA's own. And if you don't know Wallows, I'm going to give you the Apple Music description. Synth-spiked, sun-soaked indie rock that captures an aching nostalgia for romances come and gone, and all the innocence lost in between. My hope throughout the remainder of my career, whatever format that is that I learn to offer that kind of descriptive nature in everything we do.
Yeah, that is a great description. That is very, very, like when you started it, it got my attention. Like, whoa, what is this? Okay, we're going to talk
about... And you know who's from that area too, to tie it all back in?
Who?
Jason Robertson.
Oh yeah, he is a, California. Okay, well, before we get to the Jason Robertson and my... change, let's just say, trade proposal to the Dallas Stars for Robo. I don't know if you caught the opening of Game 5 on Hockey Night in Canada. They always do like a music montage with highlights at the start before their broadcast like opens. And it was I Alone from Live. And it basically like had this very like, and everybody that is in our generation that listened to Live and, you know, that type of music, like, you know, the music, it kind of takes you right to your core. And then they have some great visuals of McDavid and Dreisaitl, and they had of, you know, obviously the Dallas Stars as well, but it was a fantastic opening. Like when that connects the music with the images and it's the start of a broadcast and you're like sitting on your couch, and it was really, really good.
So had they been really adept at foreshadowing the entire opening would have been Jake Ottinger.
Probably.
High Alone.
Yeah.
And for those who are fans of Live and the Throwing Copper era and their entire discography, they are playing Darien Lake in late July. So
I may have to make an appearance there because I was...
I will be in Los Angeles at the time.
Yeah,
so I will not be able to make that one. But nonetheless.
Okay. Jason Robertson. Change a proposal. They don't want Bo Byram. They don't want contracts. They want to get rid of that almost $8 million.
Unless they're throwing Ottinger in the deal and then they have room for Byram.
What if I hate to say this.
Casey DeSmith, the new number one in Dallas.
No, what if we do a goalie swap? We'll take Jason Robertson and Ottinger. We'll take your $16 million. We'll have Byram go your way. But obviously, we'd have to put Luukkonen in there because you can't have those two goalies if you're getting Ottinger.
Well, Luukkonen does fit the Finnish profile of Dallas.
It fits, and it fits also we may have to go half the money that we were spending on goaltender because we have to invest it somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
But the most likely scenario, I think, for a Dallas Stars team to say, we're moving off of Jason Robertson, we need to free that whole $7.75 million. And think of next year, it will be $11.5 million. So we need to free all of that, right? I'm thinking the Sabres do have a first-round pick this year. They have their first-round pick for the next forever years. You've got great prospect. And I wouldn't be, if you're looking at Jason Robertson, I think you have to consider a Yuri Kulik into the deal because, you know what, you have Norris, you have McLeod in center. You could probably move Tage back to the middle if you wanted, or go and get somebody in that position. If you're just saying, like, we need to take steps forward, and Yuri's still a big question mark. But if you acquire Robertson, maybe you get a center somewhere else after you trade Bo Byram, or you free up that money if you want to do that. I would think that I would consider putting Yuri Kulik into the deal if that is the direction Dallas would want to go.
So concisely, it would be Robertson for Kulik and what?
Probably a first.
You're talking about a top 15 scorer in the NHL. It might need to be more.
Well, it might need to be more. I get it. Okay, throw in another like prospect or, you know, a second rounder. I'm saying like I would probably try to match as much as Dallas would want to have with as little of current assets or anything I need to put out there. And then I'd use those assets to get something else, to turn around and get something else.
But you have said many times the Sabres have too many guys on the roster. So wouldn't you want to like kind of toss as much into
the
package
here to get
Robertson?
Yeah, but Dallas won't want that. That's the problem.
I'm not saying all money guys. I'm saying...
Zach Benson, Peyton Krebs. You're like, okay, like fill your roster, Dallas. We got Benson and Krebs. We can put them on your radar and... You know, instead of re-signing UFAs, you get players in the deal. Yeah, you can always explore that. But I think the big piece, if you're Dallas, you say, I need something big. I need a first-round pick, and I need a very top-end NHL prospect who has played to be able to fill that in. So that's kind of where I see Dallas asking if you're going that route.
Well, I mean, Dallas, as we know, has done incredibly well in the draft, hence Robertson, Ottinger, and company. They have no firsts this year and next.
They traded Stankoven. That was a good pick. They have Wyatt Johnson. They've done extremely well in the draft. You're right.
I'm wondering, like, just because you just said, like, they need something back. I think sometimes when you get forced into this situation for a team as good as Dallas has been, I don't know. I guess you're right. Like, I guess maybe Kulik is the I don't know. Is he the shiniest of
the shiny toy?
Is he like, the shiniest though of Buffalo's youngest?
Yes.
Current players.
And he has like 2 years left on his entry level deal, technically, right? Because this year was the first year that his contract did not slide.
Right.
Because the previous two seasons in Rochester, he had the slide happening. So
I guess I'm asking, like, if you're Dallas, would Kulik be that much further ahead, if at all, than Oslin, Hellenius, et cetera, et cetera. I get it. Experience-wise, he's further along.
I think he's further along. I think he is.
I guess I'm projecting upside. So.
Yeah, I think he's further along at this moment. And I don't think that if you're Dallas, unless you really believe in your development and say, I'd rather go younger and bring him into our stable and develop them the way we do, supposed to get a guy that's further along. But I, like, Yuri Kulik to me was an NHL player. I get the reasoning behind him going to play in Rochester in the playoffs, wanting to go through that battle. He could have gone to the World Championship and, you know, have that experience, but he's done a lot of international tournaments and I've had that. So I get that. But for me, Yuri Kulik's an NHL player. He's not a tweener. He's not an in-between. He's not an AHL guy. Despite the fact that this will be year two of his entry-level deal, technically, he's an NHL guy.
Couple of things, I guess. Are you convinced that they are going to trade Robertson?
No, but what else are they going to do?
Well, again, I start with Lyubushkin and Mason Marchment, and, you know, there's over $7 million right there. The problem is, again, I go back to Tyler Seguin. So if, like, Ben is off the books right now, that frees up a ton of money. But the Seguin doesn't line up because they still have another year after this one. If Seguin was up this year, we're not even having this discussion.
No.
Because next year then can be Jason Robertson at $10 million plus. Mm-hmm. But that's not doable right now for this team. So I don't
They've
know.
They've already committed to $41 million, almost $42 million in 2 years from now on seven forwards.
Right.
Like, what are you going to do? Spend $80 million on
Which
on
is why
forwards?
You rightfully brought up Wyatt Johnston.
Yeah, 8.4.
Because if you're having a moment of reflection right now and you're saying, okay, we should actually keep Jason Robertson for 10 years and we should move Wyatt Johnston right now, then all of a sudden we're not having this Robertson discussion. It becomes a Wyatt Johnston discussion. And then,
all of a sudden, I'm not as wanting to get Wyatt Johnston. I think Jason Robertson's the better player, a little bit more experience.
And more experience, but name me any other guy that has Johnston's three-year resume right now of two 30-goal seasons.
Yeah, no,
and
right.
all the experience. Three trips
Maybe
to the conference
Maybe it's the minus
final.
16. Maybe it's the minus 16 and the 6 points in the 18 games or whatever. He had 8 points in 18 games. That is like, I don't know. I that's a bad taste in my mouth
He's
right
a
now.
Kid. Like, Tyler Seguin's at the opposite end of it. He didn't have any either. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I don't know. Look at the 99 Sabres and go through, like, who did and who didn't perform offensively. When you were in the moment of watching it, you were looking at it going, every night there was somebody different. We didn't, okay, in theory, yeah, it would have been great to have had a 28-point scorer. Probably would have won the cup that year. But the point is you can't get fixated on high and or low playoff totals because that's just that's not everybody's going to produce at the exact same rate that they do in regular seasons. That's just a reality. So I don't know, like we're almost an hour in and I feel like we're barely scratching the surface on the dynamics of what Dallas could, should do here. And how many teams should be lining up and how many teams should focus on Robertson or should they focus somewhere else? I'm guessing there's a big portion of our audience that would say, forget about those two guys. Just go get Mason Marchment.
Yeah, I can see that too. Mason Marchment, a year left and then a UFA after that.
Correct. But in a live now moment, wouldn't people say, you know what? Mason Marchment would be great here for a year. And then whatever happens, happens.
That's the same crew that I would say go spend a ton of money on Sam Bennett. Mason Marchment is a lesser impactful, but the same kind of
guy,
player.
40 to 50 point guy, bit of an agitator. Yeah. Right?
I could see that. Like, again, I think what happens here is you call Dallas and you explore every options and you kind of put little, you know, seeds into Robertson, Johnson, Mason Marchment, and all of that. So now you just piqued my intrigue when you mentioned a 99
Sabres. 46 minutes. Thank you.
No, I've been intrigued all show. But you mentioned, oh, look at who performed for the 99 Sabres in the playoffs. I did not know this, but who were the top two? Well, they were tied for first, leading point getters for the Sabres that playoff year.
Miro. Was Chatan not one of them?
No, because Miro only played 12 games.
Oh, sorry. No, Dixon Ward.
Nope. The one guy scored a big goal in OT in the finals.
Oh, what? Woolley?
Woolley was number one.
Oh, sorry, I was only thinking forwards. My bad.
Okay. So. Well, that's the trick question is because both of them, they were tied with 15 points in 21 games at 4 goals and 11 assists. It's Woolley and Zitnik.
Right.
And then the top forward, okay, so we'll go top forward here. There was two guys that were tied with 13 points in 21 games.
Was it Pekka and Ward?
Pekka and Brown. Ward at 12, right. And then it was Joe Junot and Stu Barnes. And
that's the thing. And you go through it, like the whole thing, like the Holzingers and the Sandersons of the world and all that, right? Like everybody's
Holzinger
there.
Had 8 points, 3 goals, and Chatan had 8 points and 12, right?
Right. But when every point mattered because every game was 2-1, like this, you know, this is fascinating. And I'm also glad that you reinforced the point about Woolley and Zitnik because forever, my takeaway from the 1999 playoff run was always, over the course of those 2 months, how people came to appreciate the entirety of the Sabres defense corps that run.
Oh, Mickey Warner were spectacular.
The Schmelichs and Zitniks of the world. Like it was, and yeah, it was fascinating to watch it all unfold. We're almost out of time. One more segment to go. Back after this on Sabres Live.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
What just happened in the previous 53 minutes, Marty? I feel like this show went zero to Robertson instantly and then became Dallas Stars Live.
I barked in the first segment. That's what I did.
This is crazy. So,
I'm going, you know what, Duffer?
I'm going, one of
Let me
my
tell you what
favorite.
I'm going to do. Let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go enjoy the sun outside all afternoon. Yep. May cut the grass. May go tarp off. Get a little sun on my skin. Like, let's go. That's what I'm doing.
I did that at the doctor's office yesterday and was thoroughly embarrassed. So that doesn't need to happen again for a while. But one of my least favorite things that I hear on a broadcast is, what did we learn? So what did we learn today, Marty?
Well, Dallas would love to get out of their cap situation by trading a high price player, but they can't take money back. We had some people say Paterka for Robertson be great. They can't take Paterka. They can't take the money. So that's what we learned. It will be a futures deal for Robertson.
More on this tomorrow?
Maybe.
See you then.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.